I want to thank every single person who's here, the husbands, the wives, the children. This always is a highlight. The last couple of years, this is the highlight, right? Brownstein and I talk about this gathering, the simcha that it's been extended to a bigger room, that we needed, Baruch Hashem, more room. There's more place for the children to run around. They should absolutely make noise during the speech. We like that. And really, the chesed Hashem, that there's so many B'nai Torah here that are learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, that are teaching Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So tremendous appreciation. Many of the husbands have, everybody here has busy days, and the wives have busy days, and the fact that everybody took time to come here, it's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous chizuk. I sat at a meeting today by Rebbe Ron and with the Rebbeim there. It was a serious meeting. And Rebbe Ron was talking. His Rebbeim are giving their lives for a cause. They believe in something and this passion and this. And they were talking about, they mentioned the name of somebody who's here, a mishpacha, how much chizuk it gives. It adds years. Seeing hatzlacha, seeing people steiging, gives tremendous chizuk. So I want to say this room, there should be like a bracha. There's probably Shechayana would be a good bracha if I was thinking of a bracha. But really, really seeing this room, seeing the chayos, there's chayos in our chabur, and seeing people learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, raising families in Eretz Yisrael, teaching Torah in Eretz Yisrael is incredible. To hear from guys back, guys in Rev Fisher's, Bachram are going to learn there, and we hear tons, my Rebbe, they're talking about Rabbi Reis, and speaking about that Rebbe, it's like, it's music that this mishpacha is learning in Eretz Yisrael, teaching Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and guys are tapping in. Guys are coming back from Imre. And we're hearing the second Seder. A guy said to me, he felt like it was the exact shear he needed to transition to Eretz Yisrael. He's learning by Rabbi Friedler. And to see just... Really, each one, learning Torah, teaching Torah in Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous chos. And it's exciting to see this room get bigger and bigger. My bracha to us all, as our kids get older and as we're just more and more are settling and learning Torah, guys are going to Rev Centers and learning Torah. They're learning by Rabbi Solomon and here in Shiloh. Yeah. My son, I don't know where it's surfaced. I'm going to throw this in. Maishi didn't see it, but my son Hudi, who showed me a video. I don't know where it came from, and there aren't many videos of me doing very many good things on a basketball court. But somehow a video surfaced of me throwing a pass and Dovi having a very good finish. So I thank you, Dovi, for that. But really, to see Dovi Bechevra learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, it's exhilarating. It's really exhilarating. So that's the first thing. If every single person, thank you for being here. The Mesadrin, Jan Kaufman, has been learning in Eretz Yisrael for a number of years. The Nachas, to see Jan as a younger man sitting in Eretz Yisrael and learning Torah for years now. And I thank Jan for organizing this Kiddush Shamayim, this beautiful, beautiful scene. I thank Jan for organizing and Michal. All the years, the Davidson Mishpachu, both, Reb Meir and his wife. Reb Meir and his wife are learning Torah and teaching Torah. We have wives here that are teaching in seminaries, Tomir Dvor and other seminaries. And Meir and his wife, Reb Meir and his wife, are learning Torah, teaching Torah. Their home is a beautiful, beautiful home of Torah. And yearly, Meir and his wife work hard to arrange and do a lot for the Shabbos Kodesh. So I thank Reb Meir for always, for who you are. Thank you, Meir. I believe as well, I'll ask Guy Brownstein, who deals with everything. I certainly want to thank Rabbi Brownstein, for all he does for whole Chavura. Rabbi Brownstein, I believe... I believe Tzviki Liff, who's been learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael for years, the Asmada sitting and learning Torah, I believe was involved in this gathering as well. I don't know if, yes? Tzviki's always involved in doing, just that you're here is appreciated. There's many things that I want to share with everybody here. There's something on my mind. I want to say something on the plane. For hours and hours, this whole gathering and the whole Matzav in Eretz Yisrael is important to me. And I want to come and prepare and come with Torah. And I sat for hours, hours and hours, and I was struggling to prepare what to say. And I was struggling in a weird way. And I put the svarim down, and I asked, why am I struggling? Why is this going hard? And I thought to myself, because you're saying things, hey, you'll come with the Dvar Torah, that's not what you need to do. Talk. Talk and stop hiding behind. And I put the svarim. I ended up learning things I wanted to learn that have no shaykhus to anything to share. And I put away the svarim, and I... stop preparing, because we're in a situation, I want to talk to everybody here. Our nation is going through something, we're in the middle, and I want to share as follows. All of us, we're at stages of our life, we're thinking about our families, and let's ask a question. Word went out after Simchas Torah, be careful what you see. Videos coming out, guard yourself. What phone do you have? Filter, be careful. Watch yourself. You could see scary and sad and hard things. And we were warned about what we see. People have nightmares. Tremendous yesurim, our nation, is going through. And whether you looked or you didn't look, we all saw and we all know. My kids laugh at me that I like to watch a ball game on the radio. If I want to tune into a ball game, I like watching on the radio. I grew up, we Baruch Hashem did not have a television, and I watched Met games on the radio. And trust me, they made much better catches on the radio than you see in real life. The catches, a routine pop-up was, in my mind, the catch was gewaldig. And I like watching on the radio, and you get a picture, you make a picture. And Rabbi say, the picture of the mind is powerful. And all of us have, Hashem put a picture on our mind of Yidden, of our mishpacha, of us, in very, very dangerous matzavim, in bad situations, prisoners, that are presently prisoners in very unfriendly hands. And that's the picture Hashem made for every single Yid. Why did Hashem do that? That's the picture, whether if you saw on the radio, you saw on the TV, you saw. Because you know, and your picture in your mind. We know, all of us know what's going on. When we walk to the airport, and you see the pictures of each hostage, you walk into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing off the plane, after we got our stuff, you walk out and there's a picture of every single hostage. That's on our minds. And why did Hashem make that picture? But the reality is this picture was drawn for all of Am Yisrael. I love seeing the pictures of the Yidden who have returned back home. The picture, I asked Bachem, show me any video of a soldier coming back to his tata, a soldier coming back to his mama. When hostages were freed, the entire cities were coming out. They were showering them with confetti. Kids were throwing confetti. Everybody was excited to see Yidden return home. And it's Dvarim Pshutim, what Hashem made us see. I'm not talking about why, but what we've experienced is Yidden belong with other Yidden. And we want each other, and we love each other, and we belong safe in each other's hands. That's how it's supposed to be. And we're all praying for the return of Yidden that are in unsafe and not friendly places. And Hashem drew that picture in all our minds. And then the gorgeous picture of the Yiddish home and whole cities came out. Nobody was asking what type of Yid, where, what yeshivi goes, nobody cares. A Yid is home and here a Yid belongs. And a Yid is safe by us. A Yid is safe in our arms. A Yid is safe here. A Yid belongs here. A Yid is wanted here. And that picture was drawn for all of Am Yisrael to feel that we're very disturbed by the scene of some Yid in unsafe hands. A Yid doesn't belong there. And we all daven and we all want and we all celebrate the return of a Yid back to the safe environment of his city, of his mishpacha. There was a little cute youngster. There was a little cute youngster with glasses running back. There was a scene running to his father, a beautiful picture. He had glasses and he was about 9. I felt like I was seeing my own son and he was running to his tata. And the kid belongs with his father, belongs with his mother, belongs with his family. A kid is safe by his mishpacha. And that picture Hashem drew very, very clearly for us all. That a Yid is safe by us, a Yid is wanted by us, a Yid is accepted, a Yid is noticed by us. That picture has to stay with us. Yerushalayim Hashem's Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem created Yerushalayim. Every builder of an edifice, every builder of an institution has a dream and a plan. What's the idea? What's the vision? What's the hope? We're Zeich, we have a yeshiva, and our dream and vision is exactly what's in this room. B'nai Torah, building families that are Torahdik, sincere homes. Every builder has a dream and a vision. So Hashem's B'nai Yerushalayim Hashem, he builds Yerushalayim. What's Hashem picturing? Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Here a Jew is welcome. Here a Yid who may be by others pushed away. Maybe by others forgot, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Here a Yid is welcomed. Here a Yid is wanted. I think this picture, this idea of a Yid being accepted, of a Yid being wanted, of a Yid being safe by his own, is what the picture that Hashem has drawn for us all. And our responsibility and our opportunity is to make it so in our shuls, in our homes, in our communities. Yidden are wanted by us. Yidden are safe by us. Yidden are appreciated by us. This picture, this idea has been very, very firmly created and seared into all our minds. We have to continue that picture. That beautiful picture, we davened and are davening, bring the Yid home. So then we have to make it so for all Yidden. In shul, every Yid, to go out and be more friendly. The wives, there are plenty of people coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's difficult to start in Eretz Yisrael. Welcome the new person. Reach out. Speak to, make comfortable, bring in. A Yid here is wanted. A Yid here is accepted. That was Hashem's dream of Yerushalayim. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Here a Yid is wanted. Here a Yid's welcome. So I ask us all, we've gotten a charge from Hashem. There's not, it's just the picture. This is not, we can each work on our own things and should, of course, in the mats of Klal Yisrael. But the painting and picture that Hashem seared in our brains is that Yidden belongs safe amongst us. So let's make sure a Yid is safe amongst us. A Yid is taken care of amongst us. A Yid is recognized amongst us. This is the nature of our people. Somebody show me that in the last Sin Simchas Torah, Yidden gave $1 billion for Eretz Yisrael. From North America, they say $1 billion. We're a people of kindness. We're a people who are machshev each other. But let's be mechazik, not just to say we are, and we're certainly standing up and being mechazik in this way. Let's continue. I wanted to give a few welcomes. I want to give a few welcomes. There's a chasn and kala, fresh chasn and kala that are right here. I believe they're still here. Zevi's still here with us. Oh, Zevi Giniger got married 2 weeks ago, a fresh question. Zevi Giniger steigt the welt in yeshiva. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael, learned in a kol in Eretz Yisrael, and grew tremendously, sat and learned Torah in a beautiful way by Reb Ari Klein's kol with Reb Zach Rosen and the Chabad Nassim. Zevi came back to yeshiva. The impact was lahafli. First of all, I like competence. Whatever you do well. Physical things matter because all the physical is echatimsa for Hashem. We're a people of eight. We were attacked on the eighth, on Shmini Atzeres. We're a people of eight. Eight is this world has something deeper. It has a possibility of Kirbis Hashem. As such, the physical matters. As such, all the physical matters. And Zevi is somebody who ran this program. He was working with guys, showing them how to be in shape, how to stay in shape, and he made a whole program. I like competent things. Every aspect of the yeshiva is kodesh. Us chassidim, us yidden are machshav of the physical. Our homes have to look beautiful because they're homes of service of Hashem. The physical matters. Satna Rebbe, we're learning Baba Kama in yeshiva. I'm rambling, but that's what I decided I want to do on the plane. The Satna Rebbe says, the Gemara in Baba Kama, we're learning Baba Kama in yeshiva. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that not to take change min amuchsin. It's a Mishnah in the 10th parak of Baba Kama, Gozel Basra. And it says not to take money min amuchsin. If you're making change, and you're looking for change, sometimes you need a break, a $10 bill, a $100 bill, and you're looking for change, so don't go to a pot that was tax collectors. It's not talking about legal tax. It's talking about ganavim, who stole money from people, so don't change money from the tax, illegal taxes. Don't use it for change. Says the Rush, even if you hold that stam des yish bailim, and there's Shini Rishus, so what's the problem? It's mutter. You're allowed to use the money. It's mutter, Yish and Shini Rishus. Says the Rush, it's Meguna. But the Rush, Kederach Rishainim, doesn't explain it further. The Satna Rebbe, and this is like a basic in Yiddishkeit, a Yid is mashpia on the physical. A wife cooks supper for her husband, that food gives Yira Shamayim. There's holiness in the piece of food, because it was cooked l'shem shamayim, to take care of chesed, to be good to her husband. That food is kodesh. A person gets frumer from eating that food. It's dvarim shotim. We're mashpia tremendously on the physical. We're a people, if somebody speaks lashon hara, his house gets saras. His house. He speaks lashon hara, and his house gets saras. Because we're mashpia on the physical. If he speaks good things, his home is a place of kedusha. People steig from the home. The home is mashpia, it's dvarim pshutim. You walk into a holy home, people have thoughts of tshuva. It happens. Because the home, we're mashpia on the physical, says the Satna Rebbe. The money, this money, it's kaina, yish and shini rishus. The first year I was married, I learned Baba Kama, and I learned night seder at home. I remember my wife asking me, what's Yiyush and Shini Rishus? I was learning Merubah, HaGoyzel. I was learning with Reb Chaim Shloima Metz. We learned Merubah twice that year. I was very into the Ktzais. We were learning Ktzaisim. And we were sitting and learning the Ktzais. The Ktzais HaChoshen, the Tzidkas of the Ktzais Shidduch came about that a Yid was crying. A Yid was crying, and another Yid met a Yid crying. He said, what are you crying about? He said, I have a daughter, and I have no shidduch for my daughter. I have no money to marry her off. So the Yid said, that's so funny. I'm wealthy, and I have a son, and you look like a nice guy. And he was mezaveg to the Yid, and they had the Ktzais. That's the Ktzais' parents. But we learned, and my wife asked me, what's Yish and Shini Rishos? The bottom line is even if you cut, after as the husbands will explain to the wives, but the wives, I'll learn it today. You might know what Yish and Shini Rishus, but Yih Mashiach. The person, the money is completely mutter. Says the Satna Rebbe, the pshat is that since it was attained in illegal ways, it's mashpia, it's trey for geld. And the money could badly influence A person could take money and make it tamei, and the money is dangerous money because a person has ashpa on the physical. By Yaakov Avinu, we all learn it as youngsters. The Chazal, Alayin Niach Tzadik Reishay. The rocks wanted Yaakov Avinu to lie on him because a tzaddik lies on a pillow. The pillow's holy. Somebody else lies on that pillow. We'll have her Hurei Tshuva. It's Dvarim Pshutim. It's a holy pillow. It's Mashpia. It has a power. It has a tremendous power. A Yid bakes food for another Yid. There's Kiddush in the food. Could be Gairim people to do Tshuva. Avram Avinu served Sudas. It's Dvarim Pshutim. People did Tshuva from eating Avram Avinu's food. Because the food was made with good machshavas, of course it's mashpia, it's dvarim pshutim. And the Satmar Rebbe says it on this Gemara, not to take change from the Mochsim, that it's treifa gelt, a person is mashpia on the physical. We have tremendous, tremendous power on the physical. As such in yeshiva, I care about all the things that go on the yeshiva. They're all done for the right reasons, and it's done that people should get closer to Hashem. So the gym is a holy place, every aspect, and has to be treated seriously. And Zevi came to the yeshiva, and he ran a program. He learned with many guys. He ran a program, and I like things done well. To me, nothing in a yeshiva should just be done. It's a very bad thing. If a physical thing is not cared for, the basketball leagues have to be excellent. The tournaments have to be done with care. Because the purpose, the matara, is people should grow. It's important, every aspect. A Yiddish abayis should look very nice. Should be care to the doorknob, should be clean. Because here, people are getting closer to Hashem. Zevi built a program for guys, and just the competence, he did it with such love and such consistency, and I saw many, many guys grow from being close to this Ben Torah. So I want to welcome Zevi and his Kala Teretz Yisrael. I want to... They should have a good Yishuv. Your Zeicha, Zevi, we have such a chevra here that everybody should meet Zevi's Kala. Welcome to Zevi's Kala. Everybody should... If we could sing one chasna, so one... I wanna make an appeal to the chevra. One inyan, a practical inyan. The wives have to go, the men have to go, but a practical inyan, a practical appeal to the chevra here. Hashem has pointed us to Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos has been, we talk about where Hashem has pointed us to. Hashem has clearly pointed us to Shabbos Kodesh. We went through what we went through on Shabbos Kodesh. In a year that Shabbos has been highlighted, we did not have Tekiyas Shofar Midoraisa, instead we had Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos was our Tekiyah this year. The Tekiyas Shofar Midoraisa, we didn't have, we had Shabbos Kodesh. For Gzeirah Midrabanan, that was our Tekiyah. We were Shema Shabbos. We did not have the Dalad Mina Midoraisa this year. We only had the Zecher LeMikdash, we had a Chiyav Derabbanan, we did not have Dalad Mina Midoraisa. Instead, we had Shabbos Kodesh. We have been on a year that we've been pointed to Shabbos. On Shabbos, our nation went through something difficult. Is going through something difficult. Shabbos has been highlighted. I want to say all of us to be mechazik, to make chizukim in Shabbos Kodesh, to the preparations, the achanos for Shabbos. Everything should be done b'simcha rabbah. Everybody being mishtatev, I asked in yeshiva by us, dorm counselors are cleaning the room l'kavod Shabbos. That each room should be more clean l'kavod Shabbos. There should be the physical matters, the physical things matter, and this holiness, that there's more simcha in the preparations for Shabbos Kodesh. More everybody should be mishtatef. The men get our children mishtatef Shabbos, but besimcha rabba. Should be a tremendous simcha, an excitement that Shabbos Kodesh is coming. And a chizuk in Shabbos Kodesh, more simcha in our homes on Shabbos. More quality time, husband and wife on Shabbos Kodesh. More schmoozing, more singing, more chiyus, Shabbos. We've been pointed to precious Shabbos Kodesh. In yeshiva, we're singing more zmiris on Shabbos Kodesh. There's just more chiyus on Shabbos. People are preparing more. We've asked the chevra to make their rooms, get the rooms looking nicer, l'kavod Shabbos. Our nation has been pointed this year to Shabbos Kodesh. And let's be mechazik, Shabbos Kodesh. And I ask on everybody an appeal, a Shabbos, but b'simcha, not an intense. The word of Shabbos is b'simcha, greeting the Shechina, a nation whose task is to say Eidus, that Hashem is the Borei. Everything associated has to have a tremendous simcha. So if we together, mishpachas, could play good music and prepare for Shabbos and clean for Shabbos and with a tremendous simcha in the home, maybe better treats for the youngsters, maybe being makbid, maybe for our spouses, buying something a little nicer for Shabbos Kodesh. My wife thought in the home, we have table we don't use on Shabbos, that the table should look nicer, so she bought a nice tablecloth for that table. She just, Shabbos, the celebration that is Shabbos, our precious Shabbos, the Shabbos of Yidden, we've been pointed to Shabbos Kodesh. So I ask us all, each one, kifi, but it has to be simcha, not as a pressure, not as a, that's certainly, b'simcha rabba, to be mechazik. I was happy I walked here. We didn't take notes. Aaron tells me, him is mishpacha. A bachur in yeshiva told me the same thing, Aaron. A tremendous nachas. Guys in yeshiva, Shabbos is like complete. People, Yidden are craving Shabbos. Ka'echsa ibnayim Shabbos. A guy told me, a guy who made tremendous attachment to Shabbos Kodesh. So I went with him to his home. And the parents say that we never had Shalosh Shudas, and now he's insisting, not only have Shalosh Shudas, we sing Yedid Nefesh by Shalosh Shudas. We sing Yedid Nefesh. One of my sons, I'm running to Meirb, you might be shocked, I'm like running late. He says, I'm not leaving. I said, we have to make Meirb. He said, we didn't sing Yedid Nefesh yet. We didn't sing Yedid Nefesh, he's not ending Shalosh Shudas, we didn't sing Yedid Nefesh yet. This bacher told me in his home, his parents told me, they now have Shalosh Shudas weekly, and not just Shalosh Shudas, they're singing Yedid Nefesh by Shalosh Shudas. So really, to be mechazik, the Shudas of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas also, it's a beautiful Shudas, all the most holy time of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas, to have beautiful, happy, nobody's hungry, the winter week, Shalosh Shudas, but there's a holiness by those hours, the mishpacha should be sitting together, singing Yedid Nefesh by Shalosh Shudas. So all of us to make chizukim in Shabbos. So that would be a segue. Let's together in this room, this holy room, before we bench, let's say a prayer, but specifically from a Shabbos Zemer. Let's be mispalel together. V'yu rachamecha. V'yu rachamecha mizgaydeh alam kodshecha. V'yu rachamecha mizgaydeh alam kodshecha. Shalom, Hashem Rachmonis Adai. Couple of thank yous. This trip, we're Zaycha on the trip. A Rebbe in Yeshiva is here, and him and his wife, we've been davening, and we're still davening for the complete refuah shlema of his mishpacha. But the impact that Raizon has had on our whole chabur, him and his wife, b'chesed Hashem. B'chesed Hashem, the tremendous kindness of Hashem. That they're back in yeshiva for a year and a half. For a year and a half, they couldn't be around other people and they couldn't be in yeshiva for Shabbos Kodesh. And b'chesed Hashem, with tremendous kindness, the Zon Mishpacha is back in yeshiva, back together. The Chevra, who always went to the Zon Mishpacha for Sudais, for Chizuk, for uplifting times, are back by Raizon's house. So we're thankful, we're continuing to be mispalo for a complete refuah for Rabbi Zon's mishpacha, and I thank Raizon for being here tremendously. My sister is one of the closest people to me growing up. My best friend was my sister. And then as a bacher in Eretz Yisrael, I was zaycha all the time to eat sudas by my brother-in-law, by my brother and sister, all the time to eat sudas by them. And I want to thank the shreich and mishpacha, Reb Josh and Chevy, for being here. I want to say that the impact, all of us, we're in positions, many of us, have over people for sudas. The physical matters, a piece of food made and you serve somebody, a drink of soda, the person becomes frum before any vart you say that food was made to feed somebody, to give. I like in yeshiva, I'm makbid, Reb Josh. We give out the challahs. I say we, I have ideas and Rabbi Brownstein ends up doing it. But we're makbid that we give out the challah rolls. I want a Rebbe to hand the roll to a bacher. Every bacher in yeshiva comes and a Rebbe hands him the roll. Because the roll is given with love, good Shabbos, and thankful that the bacher's there, and a wish that the bacher enjoys that roll. And that roll, he eats it and he becomes frum, he becomes God-fearing. It's dvarim pshutim, that the physical takes on, we put things, person speaks lashon hara, his house gets saras, that says something, we're mashpia on the things around us. Reb Tzaddik says our money comes from this part of our neshama. Anything we own is connected to us. And the good machshavos put power in them. Avadetz dvarim pshutim. I experience the love from family, from a brother-in-law and a sister, and it's mashpia. It has tremendous hashpa. So we remember we're hosting people in our homes, a schus, tremendous schus, a bacher. It's chesed. All the way here, Bachram are away from their homes, away from family. The chesed, seminary girls, the chesed is nefla. People are away, and I thank all the times my son, Maishi, tells me I ate by the mammas, it was wonderful. Eats by all the different mishpachas, by Reb Dov. Tremendously appreciated the kindness of opening our homes, that the wives open their homes to people is tremendously appreciated, and it's tremendous chus. We're an ummah that cares one for another, and the fact that we open our homes in the appropriate times and ways to others is a tremendous, tremendous chus. So I want to wish all of us a bracha. All of us should see in our lives Aramas Keren Yisroel. We should see that picture. A yid in our shul is welcome. All our shuls should be a place that here a yid is welcome. All yid and every yid feel at home, feel celebrated, feel noticed. Our community should be that way, our homes. Let's be mechazik, our houses should be beautiful places. First and foremost to each other. Attention, appreciation, time spent. That's the picture Hashem made. He made a world of the picture of a yid in an unfriendly place, and then the beautiful picture of a yid returning back to his family. So let's be mechazik. Our own homes should be warm, comfortable places. The first, the ikker, to ever do this. There's no such thing as a warm yeshiva that the rebbeim don't like each other. There's no such thing. The secret to our yeshiva, it's not warm because you're warm to guys. That's pretend. It's warm if the rebbeim love and kibbutz. Rabbi Zon today was telling me, was joking around with Rabbi Russ, and the reason the yeshiva is a warm place, because Rabbi Russ and Rabbi Zon are close. The rebbeim are close to each other. My kids are zeichet to grow up close to Rabbi Brownstein, the rebbeim's children. There's kirva, there's warmth, there's close. A yeshiva, there's no warm to others. There's warm when in a home is a warm place, when the husband and wife are warm, are considerate to each other, are thinking about each other, spending time with each other. So let's be mechazik, whatever warmth we have in our homes, to step it up more, more time together, more focus, more warmth, more compliments. Hashem pointed us this way. We have no choices. We should see, all of us should be zeichet to see the safety of every single yid, the refuahs for yidden that need refuahs. We should just see the beautiful rise of our nation. We should see Beze Hashem, the Yeshuas Hashem Kerefayin, and Avada, once as Aramas Keren Yisro, we'll see Beze Hashem, the Gula Shleim of Mehir Yameinu.
Amen.